I imagine for some people, this has got to be reminiscent of what John Kinsey tried to do in the late 1990s with Tennessee American Water Company. How does this current situation compare with that?
I'm not bothering with the Tennessee American Water Company at all. In fact, we're not even focusing on potable water, the water we drink or the water we use in our houses, fresh water. We're really starting this process by looking at the contaminated water that the city is responsible for making sure it's clean before it re-enters nature. So it will start with sewers and stormwater. The water utilities might be added later, but they certainly won't be during my term in office. But the state law that we're operating under, that we're proposing to set this up under, provides for the authority to handle both fresh water and contaminated water.
A lot of different terms have been used in news reports about this subject: sewer department, wastewater, water quality, stormwater. So I want to start out by just clearing up exactly which departments of the city are we talking about merging here, and what do they do?
The city interceptor sewer system, which is Moccasin Bend Treatment Plant, and the big pipes, if you just want to talk in common terms, that bring all the sewage to the Moccasin Bend plant, that's one part of the system that we're talking about. The other part is what we have called over the years stormwater, but the federal term is becoming more and more water quality. The difference is sewage is what goes into the pipes from houses and from businesses and industries and is treated at Moccasin Bend. Stormwater is the water surface water that actually is contaminated too. Once it falls on the ground, it goes across parking lots. In some places, you have failing septic tanks outside the city that bubble out. And the interesting thing is that all of it flows into the city of Chattanooga. And the city of Chattanooga, by agreement with the state authorities and with the federal authorities, is responsible for the quality of water. And so this new entity, this authority, if we form it, will be to be responsible for operating the sewer system and the stormwater utility, both of which are not funded by taxpayer money, as people want to say. They're funded by fees. So it's not something where you pay your property taxes and that takes care of it all. And we already have 262 people working in those two organizations, and a combined budget of over $65 million. So it's not a small operation already. And we're looking at successful authorities or authority-like organizations that we have in this community that do a very good job: the Electric Power Board, the Airport Authority, Carter Street Corporation that operates the Trade Center, all of which have boards of directors appointed from the private sector. People are always saying government ought to run like a business. To a degree, I agree with that, and it's good to have people with private business backgrounds, private business senses, to be responsible for overseeing operations like this, and so that's what we're trying to do.
These two separate divisions that they have right now, if you merge them, is that going to mean some people will be losing their jobs, the budget will shrink?
I don't know that the budget will shrink because the responsibilities are growing. Over time, people might be shifted to new jobs. What would ultimately happen, and I've seen this happen before, is probably some jobs will be phased out over time. People are always afraid of losing their jobs. I don't see that happening on a large scale. They work for the city now. Some would slide over and work in jobs that would remain with the city, and some would go on with this new entity. In either case, the state law provides a way for us to transition from where they are now to where they will be in the future. And again, this is not new territory to us. In fact, during my tenure with the city, when we created the Airport Authority, those were city employees out there, and the airport was a city-operated entity. Now it operates on its own, still closely related to the city because I appoint the board members and the council approves them, but it operates on its own revenue, and we've never had to subsidize it. So that's a great success.
If the idea is to be a regional authority to include places like North Georgia, perhaps Alabama, things like that, why should people in Chattanooga care what's going on with the water in other towns, other states?
Well, it's not just going on in other towns and other states. We are proposing that we need to look at the watershed because it's a matter of physics. if water is being contaminated outside the city of Chattanooga and the streams and the ditches and such flow into the city of Chattanooga. In fact, it's true now. The water comes into the city of Chattanooga contaminated. We already have relationships with many communities in North Georgia, and this simply provides a way for them to participate at the authority level instead of working with government to government.
What would the authorities in those other towns, other states, get out of joining this new regional authority if it were formed?
Efficiencies of scale. If you look at it, and one thing that people would probably understand is in determining water quality, you have to have a fairly sophisticated laboratory with equipment and trained staff to make sure that what we're doing to the water is having the desired effect, that it's cleaning it up. And it makes more sense to have one laboratory that's well equipped and qualified than to have several little laboratories or little treatment plants and all that are depending upon private laboratories independently to do the work. It's just more effective and more cost effective.
Your term is very close to the end. Why have you decided to go ahead and start this now, since you obviously won't have time to see it through?
This is the last step in a long process that we started through months ago, actually years ago, to get our stormwater permit with the state and our federal permit with the Department of Environmental Protection taken care of before I left office. And then we accomplished that. And so the final step in that is to create an authority that can implement those new permits and that new federal consent decree.
The authority you're talking about, do you have any examples from other cities that already have an authority like this, maybe Atlanta, Nashville, anything like that?
The way that they're organized differs from community to community. All I can tell you is very few large cities try to operate the way that we're operating now, where you have the sewer system operated basically just as a part of the Public Works Department. That's not a satisfactory way to do it. And we will be more like other communities that are successful in managing this water quality question if we do what we're proposing to do.
If this authority is created, it sounds like that's going to eliminate some duplication of services, which I could see saving the government money in the long run. Is there any way this could wind up costing the government more money in the long run?
No, I don't see that, because the staff is required what we have already. Someone said, well, you'll have to have an executive director. Actually, the individual who has been responsible for much of this operation for the last many years, person I've worked with, is retiring at the end of this month. So we have to hire someone to replace that individual. And I don't see any real increase in cost at all.
I know you solicited feedback. What kind of feedback, what kind of responses have you got?
Most of the responses are positive. We have some people who have questions, and that's the purpose for the public hearing, is for people to come and express their views and to raise their questions. Now, having said that, the public hearing will be a hearing. It will not be a debate or a discussion. If people raise questions, we will duly note those questions, but we will not attempt to answer them tonight.
How likely do you think it is that the next mayor, whoever the next mayor is, will continue with what you've started?
I don't think the next mayor will really have a choice. He's going to have to deal, he or she will have to deal with this issue no matter what. It might not be what a mayoral candidate is thinking about as part of the fun part of being mayor. No one really gets elected to say, let's take over, let's run the sewers better than we've been running them. But it is an important part of the job. It's a federal mandate and a state mandate. And I believe that the candidates will have a clearer understanding of that after going through the hearing tonight. And when one of them is elected, whether they like it or not, this is a saddle that they're going to have to deal with.
Once your term is over, what are you planning to do?
I'm a city planner by background, so I'll go back to doing some of that, but hopefully not something where I'll have to wake up every day and go to work.
Just in general, what do you think, you mentioned the sewer, what are some other big challenges you think will be something the next mayor is facing?
The challenges are always jobs. And I know that many of the mayoral candidates have been talking about education, and I hope most of them know that education is primarily a county responsibility, and we elect a school board to take care of that. But a mayor does have to be concerned about the educational level of our community, the educational level of our young people, and that they grow up qualified and capable of taking on some of the jobs that we have brought into this community, including a lot of, not just Volkswagen and Alstom, those industrial jobs that we tend to focus on because they're easy to talk about, but the entrepreneurial jobs that will be related to the fiber optics, which is a unique quality that we have in this community for a shrinking period of time. Chattanooga is ahead of almost every other community in the country, including Kansas City, which is the Google city, with our fiber optics, and that's getting us world attention bringing people here who want to do things that I cannot even imagine. New jobs, new technologies, new ways of doing business and enterprise, and that's going to be the challenge with the next mayor and keeping up with that.
Looking back at your term so far, what do you think your legacy is at this point?
People keep asking that, and I don't really worry about it because I've worked with the last several mayors. I'm a city employee, city planner by background, and I think if you had to ask anyone about any of the previous mayors, if you go back more than a couple of mayors, they couldn't tell you what their legacy was. Some of them I know, but it's more important. I just think that you leave a community better than you found it, and I believe that we will have done that.
Thank you very much.
All right.